Unbelievable. 70s, 80s, 90s on the Ocean 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. It's 8:37. Congratulations going out to Chris Lidstone. Chris, our winner of the music PEI, pair of tickets to the Down East Stinger. It's happening in Montague at Copper Bottom Brewing next week, and lots of music PEI events to take part in. Chris, we'll send you a text with how to get your tickets.
That'll be a great show.
It'll be a good show presented proudly by your friends here at Stingray.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Couple of things, guys. I am always, of course, scrolling online, noticing all the goodness that happens in the world. And the Queen Elizabeth Hospital Foundation made a couple posts recently that caught my attention, of course. We're friends of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital Foundation. Before we know it, we'll be back in May for the big day of giving. But I noticed recently they highlighted that the PEI Women's Institute made a very, very generous donation to the foundation. So they host annually this festive country Christmas gala dinner and Yuletide auction. And that was held last November. And recently they presented the foundation with a $10,000 donation from those efforts. So I mean, so significant. So a big shout out to you. And then just this week, I noticed that members of the Charlottetown Island Coastal Knights, that's a local hockey team. You guys are familiar with them. They play in the New Brunswick PEI Major U18 League. Mm-hmm. And I recognize many faces on the team because they're similar in age to my kids and friends of my kids. But they made a $1,500 donation. And I love seeing those initiatives, especially coming from our youth. I did notice that the Knights play tomorrow at the Bell Alliance Center, too, so we can go and support them. So you guys and your generosity, something good.
Tell me something.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Looking for the hottest summer gig around?